Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the bonus hour. Again, what the guys love to call the education hour, Chuck, because we spend an hour not just educating about a specific company, but also a specific trade. And Atlas Home Improvement, they do just a few things correctly.
Fair to say? Yeah, and they've built it really well, which we want to impress on people, because I don't think buyers still know how to hire the right companies. Hopefully we can convey that today.
You know, we have really been seeing that a lot with our emails, people thinking that they can't get into somewhere, and they wind up hiring the wrong company because they think they're in a hurry. If they take their time, they go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com, they go to Atlas Home Improvement. Boy, they will just see a company that's been around for many years and does a phenomenal job. And we're going to take the next hour talking to David and Darian Bobby, owners of Atlas Home Improvement, right here on the Inside Outside Guys, AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys show, sponsored by Atlas Home Improvement. We've got David and Darian Bobby, the owners, with us. So if you hear it out of their mouths, it's got to be true, right, partner?
You got it, buddy. Father and son who started this company, Atlas Home Improvement, years ago, started small and has built an empire. And I got to tell you that when you walk into this building, Chuck, every time we walk in this building, there's just energy, and it's always good energy. And we can't say that about every building we walk into.
Rather than product or process first, right?
Amen. Amen. Yeah. And it starts at the top.
Yeah. So David, what is the benefit of nurturing people the way you guys do and using employees? Big risk for this company to do that.
Right. Thanks for having us on, fellas. It's nice to see you again.
It is.
I want to speak to something that you said, Chuck, about people afraid to do things, don't know who to hire. We're finding that there are plenty of people that have the money and the wherewithal and the job security that want to do things, but they're afraid of. The one thing they're afraid of is the company.
Yeah, they are.
And they don't know how to go about finding out, okay? Years ago, when I was his age,
that'd be Darian's age.
Darian's age, yes. When I was in the trades as a handyman, that's how I started. You know, the gold standard was word of mouth, with one neighbor talking over the fence to the other neighbor about how good you did for him.
Sure.
And gee, there was nothing better than that.
Yeah.
Those were times when guys were going, I get all my business word of mouth. I don't advertise at all. And they were proud of that back then, weren't they?
Well, I still run into guys today, independent contractors, subcontractors. They don't even have their phone number or name on the truck.
Right.
And they take pride in that. And that always bothers me, too.
I know.
So anyway, we have found that people want to do things. And you know, I don't think there's many bad companies out there, okay? Because you can't stay in business if you do bad work.
We agree with you.
Okay, the word gets around too quick with social media, you won't be in business. Now, I think there's a lot of good companies, and I think there's a few great companies. Now, I think Atlas Home Improvement is a great company, but I'm telling the listener, don't take my word for it.
You're biased. That's okay.
Yeah, I'm a little biased. Don't take my word for it. Go online and look at the Google rating for us. Our Google rating, we have almost 1,000 now, which is very good. And I think it's 4.8, Darian?
4.8 out of 5 stars, yes, sir.
4.8 out of 5 stars for home improvement is amazing, okay? A home improvement has generally a bad reputation from homeowners, but we're running a 4.8, which is extraordinary. Very proud of that. In the last pay period of 2 weeks, we did over 100 bathrooms, and we had zero service calls, zero callbacks.
What does that mean? Explain that, because I think that's huge.
It is huge.
We made a big deal about it because, you know, we have weekly meetings, and we're constantly talking to our team about what do we need to do to get better? What do we need to do to get better? You know, and sometimes that can come across as negative.
Oh, yeah.
And we're putting pictures up on the screen and we're teaching a big group of people on little things that went wrong. But then when we have successes, we have to really pump them up and let them know, hey, listen, 99% of what you guys are doing is amazing. You know, we, like he said, we just had a 2-week pay period where we had no service issues. And that was a lot of work.
Now, that means that your customers were not experiencing any difficulties that they got in touch with you about, right?
Right, which is really rare in the bathroom business not to have a little something. You know, sometimes there's a little something here or there.
A little drip, a loose handle, something.
I mean, it's just part of the business.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we are really proud of our team, and, you know, we make a big deal out of that. We celebrate it.
Whoa, yeah. That's got to be an anomaly for any company.
With that being said, you know, if we do have issues, of course, we're going to take care of it immediately. That's part of our business. But, you know, to not to have any for that long of a period, we were really proud of that.
I want to go back to what you said, Doc, about the employee thing. People need to understand, in the construction business, I mean, Doc, you could have stayed with you and Darian and three guys and worked out of your basement and probably made a really good living. And a lot of companies still do that, and they do really well. But you mentioned that you had a meeting with all your employees. I'm going to guess 100 people sitting in a room, getting educated, all getting paid while they sit there, which is a big expense.
Yeah, they're hourly.
They're hourly. And let's talk about that, because hourly employees take better ownership when they're on the job site. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, to go back to your original question, which I didn't address, we use employees because we have better control of the job. We have better control of the scheduling, better control of the quality of work and the final outcome. We take really good care of our employees. They're well paid. They have the best medical insurance there is, including optical and dental. And the company pays for their short-term and long-term disability out of our pocket. So we take good care. We cherish our employees, our fabricators, and I think they appreciate it.
I know they do.
Chuck, we see that more and more, don't we? I mean, before it was always customers, customers, customers in the past.
Yeah.
Now it's employees, customers are right there on the same level. You have to in today's day and age, do you not?
Yes.
Yep. Hey, stick around. We're going to come back. When we get back from break, we're going to talk about if you decide, because Chuck, here's what a lot of people do, and we hear about this. We're moving, but our kitchen needs updating. Let's go ahead and get our kitchen updated before we move. Everyone, enjoy the kitchen before you move. When we get back from break, we're going to talk to Doc and David and Darian Bobby about the value that they can bring to your home by doing one of their bathroom remodels or kitchen remodels and much more. Stick around with more from Atlas Home Improvement right here on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the Atlas Home Improvement Special Educational Hour. Before we went to break, we were talking to David and Darian Bobby, the owners here, about the value of the work they do. And let's talk about relocating versus staying in place and building value in your home.
Well, it's really an important concept. And, you know, not every home improvement is going to be a tremendous return on investment. Right. But there's a handful that have really strong, you know, ROIs, as we call them. And kitchens and bathrooms are in that category, absolutely. But you said something interesting before the break, because I find this a lot. You know, people who have been thinking about doing work for a long time, and then it comes time to sell the home, and they say, oh my goodness, we better redo our kitchen, we better redo our bathroom, or we're not going to get any money out of this property.
Exactly.
And I feel so bad because they don't get to enjoy it.
Yeah, you've been living there.
So why not, let's say that you got in your plan, hey, I might be moving in the next 5 to 10 years. Why not remodel now, enjoy it for 5 years, and then it's going to still look great. And it's great for resale value when it's time to list your property.
I mean, it's your home. What about the emotional return on investment?
Right. So if you spend all this money just for somebody else, I think it's a big mistake.
And especially in today's day and age, yeah. I mean, just a couple of years ago, we had real estate, but the inventory is still not out there. So people who are looking for a house and they can't find a house, stop, look inside your existing house. Because most people who are going to move up. They're going to buy something bigger and better. So stop, take a look at what you have and see how you can improve the space that you fell in love with at one time.
Or make some modifications.
Yeah.
So right. You can stay in the home you love.
Right.
That's where we specialize in.
Okay.
Modifications to help people age in place.
Okay. Explain that. Explain what kind of things will you do? You had mentioned return on value. I'm guessing, and Chuck probably agree, a zero entry shower, you know, no step. Every house can use that. And then if someone's going to sell it, that would be a selling point for maybe somebody older buying that house, which would bring value.
We're finding that not as many people want bathtubs today than in the old days. It's like people just really just don't have the time.
Right.
So even younger people, right. I'm finding, you know, they're getting rid of that dangerous bathtub and they're putting in that convenient walk-in shower and just, you know, sort of updating the space fresh and modern. And it's a huge selling feature because that's what people are looking for right now. We're seeing about 70% of people are picking showers right now over baths.
Eliminating the bath.
Yep. Used to be 50-50 when we first got into the bath business, and now it's, you know, 70-30. But check out the stats. I just looked the stats up recently again. The national average of a return on investment for a bathroom is about 64%.
That's huge.
That means for every dollar that you spend, you're getting about 64 cents back as a return when you go sell the home. And kitchens is actually even stronger. Kitchens is almost 74%. So that's a huge return on your investment that you get to enjoy while you're living there.
But Darren, they have to be well designed and well done.
Well, that's true. The numbers only work if it lasts, you know, and if you go cheap and it's looking like it's falling apart in a couple of years, you know, then you sort of...
Or it looks like you did it yourself. That's not a DIY project.
People are looking for something that was done professionally, that they come in and they can say, oh, wow, that's one less thing we're going to have to do.
Now, when you say professionally, part of the benefits of hiring Atlas Home Improvement is your design consultations. Because one of the biggest mistakes I think you've probably seen people made is they will remodel something that was popular or put a new look in that was popular maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Right.
Your people see this every day. So they know what's going to be popular, what's starting to become popular now, the look that people are going to like and for the next couple of years. Because I would think one of the worst things you would do is spend that money and then it's dated within a couple of years.
Oh, gosh.
We make suggestions on what we know are the, you know, upcoming trends and, you know, what is going to be perceived to be, you know, high-end look. But ultimately, it is the homeowner's decision, and we'll do whatever the homeowner wants. Believe me, we want to make them happy.
Right.
But we make suggestions, and we have beautiful colors and styles, and, you know, we're reading in those reviews. We just talked about how happy people are.
And we got the samples with us.
I'm sorry, David. You're constantly investing in your website, too. People can learn a lot just by going to your website and looking at some of the different videos you have and the information you've got there.
Yeah, there's a lot of information on there, but as my dad was just saying, you know, we sort of bring the showroom to you, you know, because there's a lot of changes that are constantly happening and something got this, you know, discontinued and there's a new color. And so we come out to the home and we design it right in front of you with a courtesy design consultation, which is completely free, by the way. And well, so that helps.
I got here an hour early and seeing your trucks and your guys mobilize. You can see them each, you know, loading their trucks as they're getting ready for the day. Laughing and joking, didn't hear any yelling. Everyone looked happy. And we see that as we walk in here. And it's really a specialty what you guys do because you got a big, beautiful showroom here. But how convenient you can actually take that to the person's house.
We're sitting out there and a woman walks out of the office across 50 yards of parking lot to see if she could help us.
Yeah, she saw a couple shady guys out there.
You didn't know who you were.
Yeah, right.
You're going to call the police. But that's so impressive. She got up out of her chair and walked across the parking lot to see if she could help us. I love it.
It's interesting when you talk about the mobilization. I think that's a good word. I think one of the things that's really neat about Atlas, and I have to give my dad full credit, this place is so, you know, well set up and organized that it's like everybody knows where their materials are at. We have all these, we call them bays. We have, you know, one, two, three, four, all these different bays that are set up. And so all the customers' materials are being staged in a bay. And so when they get their work order and they know they're doing, you know, the McGillicuddy's house today or whoever it is, it's in, you know, everything's in bay three, and they go to bay three, they check everything in and they're loading up. So it's a pretty amazing process. I mean, it's, to be very candid with you, sometimes we step back and we watch it and we're just like amazed because this whole thing started in my dad's garage.
Sure. No, we get
there was like one job in our garage. That's how we staged in the beginning. One job, just
that
the
is
two of
cool.
us.
Cool.
And you grow and you grow into this. It's absolutely amazing. So, question: When one of your sales consultants or your what do you call your?
We call them design consultants.
Thank you. When they go to someone's house, what is the main reason that someone does not hire you? Is it money for most part? Is it an affordability issue for most people?
Possibly, although we do have amazing payment plans to make it convenient. So we find a lot of people who say, I love it, you know, I really want to do it, but it's just not necessarily that affordable. And we say, you know, almost 50% of our clients are taking advantage of an easy payment plan. You know, why not consider to do it on a monthly budget that just works right into your budget? So that's how a lot of people will do the job.
And unfortunately, I think that stops a lot of people from even making a call for you. They think in the back of the head they can't afford it, so they don't even bother calling you. Well, we want to tell people, call you, because you have some 0% interest plans that will work great for them. I mean, if someone says, you know, I can't afford, let's pick a number, $5,000 right now, but I can afford $5,000 over the next year or two, call you. You want those calls. You want to talk to those people, do you not?
We want to absolutely talk to them, but you know, to be very candid with you, not everybody's ready to buy right now. So we have some great customers who come in, they get a consultation, they really believe that we're the company for them, but they're just not quite ready. And then next year, they remember they saw you on the Inside Outside Guys, and they knew that they liked our consultant when they came out, and they buy when they're ready. So there's no rush. And we're just here to educate people, and we find the work will come if we just do a good job educating our customers.
I like that a lot. Something else you specialize in is gutters and gutter protection. We've had a bunch of rain.
Oh, goodness.
The last several weeks. The other night, I swear, I was ready to build an ark. So how do you handle those phone calls? Because there seems to be a lot of confusion as to that type of product out there in the market.
Gutter protection. You know, it's funny. Let's do this because we're going to go to break, but let's finish this when we get back. I just answered an email, and I'll let you guys answer as we get back, asking about the filters. How do we feel about the mesh on the for gutter protection? I answered that email, I believe, in the same way you would have answered it, Darian. And let's answer that question when we get back from break. And let's also talk about how you can help people prepare for winter, because winter's coming. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys with today's sponsor is Atlas Home Improvement, only on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Atlas Home Improvement. And we touched a nerve here going into the break, talking about gutters and gutter protection. Darian, that's something that just, boy, your face flushes and you move closer to the microphone.
I really do. You know, I used to be out in the field for many years.
Right.
You know, as a consultant myself. And, you know, I wanted to educate clients about these screens and filters, you know, that are available. And I had a big kit full of them, and, you know, I'd bring five or six of them in. But frankly, there's 40 or 50 of them now. Well, they're all over the place.
You've seen them all. I mean, you guys get pitched from them. I'm sure you have representatives come in saying, hey, look at our new gutter protection. And talk about that.
Darian had to clean some of those when he was a youth, right?
Well, 100%. You know, that's how we got into this business, right? Was with stuff not working properly. But, you know, I always just talk to my clients because I find if they think it through, if they just start asking some basic questions, they typically can figure it out pretty quick. And so what I'll say is, you know, as an example, Ken, think about the filters that you have in your life today, your filters. You've got your, you know, your furnace filter, You've got your, you know, oil filter in your car. You've got your dryer vent when you're doing your laundry. You've got, Chuck, you drink coffee?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. What happens over time with that coffee filter?
Yeah.
Okay?
Exactly.
Most people think it through and they say, geez, it clogs.
Disgusting.
Right. So you got to clean it or you got to replace it. All right. So do you think, realistically, you can take a filter and you can put it up on your gutters with all the leaves and seeds and helicopters and acorns and pine needles and pollen and dust and everything that's coming off of those trees? And you really think you're going to put a filter up there and you're not going to have to go up there and clean it? I mean, really? I mean, homeowners think about it and they laugh and they go, no. And I say, you know, you just saved yourself thousands of dollars.
I really
don't
hope
do that.
People hear this, Darian, because this is so important. The whole reason you get this stuff is not to have to go up there or hire anybody else to go up there.
Here's the trick. And with respect, this is one of the things that gives our industry a terrible reputation. Very, very clever warranties that sound good the way they're advertised. You know, you'll never have to worry about cleaning it again. But what does the fine print say? The fine print says the filter will keep the little stuff from getting down into the gutters, and it'll keep the gutter from clogging. So people think, oh, that sounds good. My gutter won't clog.
Which it does, right?
Yeah, the little stuff doesn't matter. Yeah, right.
But I mean, it doesn't matter because it only works if the system is clean. As debris gets caught on top of that system, the system starts to fail, and then the water's going to come over right onto the ground.
And especially when it has trees hanging over top of it and it gets no sunlight or wind.
So basically what the fine print says is it's your job to go up on the ladder and just to make sure that there's nothing sitting up on top of that filter. And filters, if you think about the design, I always make the analogy that they're kind of like a shelf. And so I'll say, hey, Ken, you know, walk around your home and look at all your shelves and tell me what they collect. And most people go, oh, they collect dust. They collect things.
Right.
So you can't put something flat up on your gutters and expect things not to collect on top. So it's just, it's designed to fail.
But it's designed to collect things. I mean, yours is not. Yours rolls right off. That is designed to collect things before it goes into the gutter.
It's hard to explain on the, you know, radio, but gutter helmet has the same pitch as the roof. So if your roof has a 6-12 pitch, you know, the gutter helmet has a 6-12 pitch. So it is designed to allow seeds and helicopters and debris to just, like you're saying, roll right off the system. But water adhesion and surface tension allows the water to cling on to the system and wrap around the nose and still get into the gutter. So it's a very different type of a product.
The gutter helmet is what Atlas Home Improvement installs, and it is a solid piece of aluminum that cantilevers over the existing gutter, correct?
Yeah, it's, you know, one of our patents is it has a nose for design, which means the nose, if you're looking from above, actually, you know, goes past the lip of the gutter. So there's no vertical openings for seeds and helicopters and acorns and pine needles and those kind of things to get in there.
I love it.
Makes
I love it.
Sense.
And because of that, the gutter actually gets to do its job, right? Carry water away from the foundation.
I always say, you know, and it's part of our, you know, gutter helmets warranty, you have to be able to keep all the water in the gutter and keep the debris out. It's got to do both. You know, it can't just do one or the other. It's got to be a full functioning system. And, you know, with respect, in my opinion, having been doing this since I was 16 years old, I've never found a system that works all the time other than gutter helmet.
But a gutter system for any homeowner has to at least keep their eye on their gutter system. I mean, they have to take a look at the downspouts, make sure they're flowing right, that they're not crushed at the bottom. They have to make sure there's nothing, you know, no loose gutters, nothing's coming off. It's not like you can just put gutters on as a homeowner and just walk away and forget that they're there, because they are such an important part of the protecting the home. Fair to say?
You know, one of our competitors in the old days, I won't mention any names, but they had a slogan, you know, get it and forget it. And that always bothered me.
Yeah.
Because you're right. You, even with gutter helmet, you know, you can't just put it on and forget about it. You know, you still have to keep an eye on your system, and you know, it does need to be watched. And little things like you just said, you know, downspouts falling off and water that's coming up against the foundation. You know, we have a little winter you know, we got some blogs and things on our website, and there's like winter checklists and things you need to do before winter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're big advocates of walking around your home before winter and taking a look at your shingles, taking a look at your roof, you know, taking a look for, you know, missing or broken shingles, taking a look at sagging gutters or clogged gutters. And you
just said downspouts, right? We've just had. What a great opportunity to take a walk outside, put your raincoat on, and take a look at your gutter system and how it's performing.
I think things would be a lot better off if people did that, yeah. But they don't.
We agree.
You know, be brave, put on the rain slicker, get the good golf umbrella out.
It's rain.
And in the middle of a torrential downpour,
yep.
That's the time to go see how things are working.
Amen. Yep. Amen. And look, if it's coming over the edge, it's not supposed to come over the edge. You might need larger gutters. But gutters is such a important part of keeping a home standing in the long run. Because when you see houses that are not maintained, it usually starts there.
I always say that the gutters are part of a water management system, which starts with your roof. And if your roof is in bad shape, you got to start there first. And I don't do roofing, but I would tell you that's the place you got to start.
Absolutely.
But where does all that water go? Comes down to your gutters. You know, your gutters is like your outdoor plumbing. And in many cases, you're handling more water with your outdoor plumbing than your indoor plumbing.
Right.
But nobody pays attention to it. And it's a shame.
Yeah.
And so we get a lot of business guys after people have a problem. And then once they have a problem, sometimes it's too late. And it costs them a lot more money to fix versus being proactive and going ahead and taking a look at it before it's a big problem. Those are the smart homeowners who pay the least.
I was at a gentleman's house just recently, and as I walked around his corner, I saw his downspout coming out, extended maybe 6 feet, absolutely buried into the ground, just buried into the ground. And we did some work for the gentleman on the other side of his house. He had a couple of downspouts that were meant to be buried and taken out into a black corrugated out there. And rain started coming one day, and I saw a leak coming from his gutter in the middle of his downspout. It was coming out the back of his gutter, which meant just that. He had these downspouts buried to get the water to go away from his house. He never paid attention to them again. So as it got plugged by dirt at the end of the downspout, 20 feet away from his house, eventually, as the dirt came down that gutter, it continued to fill up, fill up, fill up. So when I saw it coming out of his gutter, I took a hacksaw, I cut the bottom of it, and literally pulled about 2 feet of debris out from his downspout gutter. So wrong.
You know, it's interesting, based on what you're saying, gutters that are not working properly, in many cases, cost more money
absolutely
than no gutters at all. Because if you have no gutters, you know, the water's coming off uniformly, off the roof, and it's doing damage, but it's sort of all spread out over the whole run of the system. When you've got a gutter that's working improperly, you're still controlling the water and taking it to one area, and then you're taking basically all the water into one area that's not working properly, and that's where a lot of damage occurs.
You're right.
So, you know, if you have gutters on your home, you better be paying attention to them, and you better be maintaining them, or that's where things get expensive.
And that's coming from Darian Bobby, a gutter expert who's been doing gutters his entire life. Chuck, you and I, we deal with so many great companies. And you and I both know one of the main keys to running a great company is being able to come into work in the morning with a smile on your face and being happy you're here. We're going to talk about that because we see that so much with your employees here at Atlas Home Improvement. And if you're looking for a career, you want to stick around for this next segment with Atlas Home Improvement on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by a company you need to be aware of, Atlas Home Improvement. You're always looking for great employees, David and Darian, but you're pretty fussy about who you hire, because if someone hires in here, it's a career, not a job.
That's well put, Chuck. Appreciate that. We don't have a lot of turnover. People generally will stay with us, and we're always interviewing. We're always talking to people. Anyone listening to my voice who's an independent person, contractor, sole proprietor. Stop in anytime between 8 and 5 Monday through Friday, and someone will sit down with you, tell you about the company, and give you a quick interview.
So if somebody's struggling with their own business right now, a very small business, you'd rather they came in and built a career with you because you could train them in the business dynamic, correct?
Right. They'll make a lot more money because 20% of their time is out quoting jobs, which they can't work only so right. many hours a week. You know, they come here, we supply them with the lead, the job, it's already set up. And so they make more money here and a lot more benefits, okay?
A lot less stress. A lot less stress.
Great point.
Yeah. I talked to an electrician the other day, and he's a one-man show. Not because he wants to be, because he can't find guys to come that are worth training.
That he can count on, right?
That he can count on. And so people are the problem, okay? It's people. So we have positions here, field marketers who work in the field and who greet customers and hand them a little brochure. And we try to dig up leads that way. And we also have what we call brand ambassadors who work in different retail stores and greet customers with a brochure and see if they can set up an appointment. They're very successful at that.
Male and female, right, David?
Yes, adults and young people. And they don't need any experience to do this. We teach them. And it's fun. It's fun for most people. Okay, if you have an outgoing personality and you like to talk to people, you'll do really well at that. We're looking for sales consultants all the time. Always interviewing for sales consultants. We don't have enough of them. And they create the juice that makes everything go here. So we spend a lot of time working with them and helping make good selections. We're looking for kitchen fabricators, people who can be trained to fabricate a new kitchen. We'd redo the counters and the countertops.
So let me talk to some people out there real quick. Some young people out there driving, not knowing what they want to do for a living. To be able to come to a place like Atlas Home Improvement, get the pay you're going to get the benefits you're going to get, and be taught a trade, how to remodel a kitchen or a bathroom. Listen, the housing stock, everyone in America is getting older. You will never run out of work. There will always be kitchens and bathrooms to remodel as the housing stock gets older. If I'm a young person, I couldn't think of a better career to get
and
into.
And Ken, you can't do it with robots.
Right.
Absolutely. No AI there.
At least at this point, you know, right. So that's one of those things that's always going to need to be done by human beings. And so, like you say, that's a 30-year career if you want it.
What about people that go, it's really hard. We've heard that.
Yeah.
I don't want to work that hard. I mean,
then they don't want to be here. I mean, you don't want them here.
They want to have a briefcase and work at an office.
Right.
And that's all these kids wasting all their money going to college. Most of them shouldn't be there. They should be at a trade school. We should be putting money in trade schools and teaching a lot of young people how to be masons and be carpenters. Okay. Cause we desperately need them. So I want to say one more thing. We're working inside of a demographic that will never happen again.
Right.
Okay. The baby boomers, we've been fighting each other since grade school, high school, college, for the job market. We've been against each other trying to get it. Now, for the next 30 years, this demographic is going to need modifications to their home.
Amen.
Amen. It's funny because when all of our vets came back from World War II, all the vocational schools flourished. We recognized the need to train people to do these trades Ken's talking about, and the country grew strong because of that. We need to get a little bit back to that, and Atlas is doing their part.
And we're seeing that, though. We're seeing it, Chuck, through a lot of the jurisdictions out there. They're bringing a lot of this stuff back because for this reason. Now, I mentioned earlier, these are employees you're looking for. Let's say I'm an electrician out there and go, yeah, I want to work for you, but I want to stay my own boss. That's not who you want, is it? You want employees for Atlas Home Improvement. Is that fair to say?
Yes, but a lot of our employees are business-minded. We have some of our best employees have run a business before.
Yes.
And yeah. So they're hard workers. But like my dad was saying earlier, it's like they don't have all the infrastructure, you know. So as a sales consultant here, you're essentially running your own business within our business. And we've got people who answer the phone professionally, and we do all the paperwork and the permitting and everything behind the scenes and hand it off to a production crew who's going to make you look great. So it is like running your own little business. And frankly, a lot of the fabricators, the guys that are doing the kitchens and the bathrooms and the gutters, you know, we're looking for gutter fabricators as well, especially coming into the fall, guys. they are essentially running their own little business within our business. They got their own truck. They're by themselves. Sometimes they have a helper. So a lot of people feel like they're independent contractors.
They take ownership.
But they are technically employees, which benefits them in a lot of ways. And it helps them a lot financially with, you know, the way we, you know, help pay for taxes and so forth and with insurance. So there's a lot of advantages to being an employee, but being treated, you know, like your own little business.
And you mentioned it earlier, if they're good and they do their job, they basically are their own boss. Is that fair to say? They don't have anyone watching over them.
Well, there's a huge room for opportunity for growth. So we've had people who start out as a fabricator, and that next thing you know, they're running a division or they're training. I mean, we got a guy right now who he's capable of installing, and he's so good that we pulled him out of installing, and now he's just going around looking at jobs and he's training, you know, others. And that's a full-time job for him. And he's not physically out there working. So there's a lot of room for growth and opportunity with Atlas right now.
Boy, that really does. Chuck, you and I have seen this our whole career. That makes an organized company.
It does.
On the front side that does that kind of
work. That's great for the customer.
Right.
It's all great for the customer.
Great experience. Okay, so real quick, what all that? Gutters, bathroom, kitchen remodels, what else?
You know, then we have our aging in place, walk-in tubs, stair lifts, you know, help you stay in your home. And, you know, of course, all of our, you know, low entry walk-in showers, barrier free and all those types of things.
Jacuzzi.
You know,
our jacuzzi products. You've got a lot of different walk-in tubs out there. I was trying to sit in about three or four different ones before we started today. And they're different. They're different size. They
you know, we've been in the walk-in tub business for a long time. And we used to sell, candidly, a product that was sort of a one size fits all.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds good, but people are so different that we realized that was a little bit of a mistake. And sometimes you're trying to fit, you know, a round peg into a square hole kind of a analogy. It's like, sure. It just doesn't fit for certain people. So we talk about having a test drive. You know, before you buy a vehicle, you would go test drive. Why not come to our headquarters and do a test drive? And we have, you know, these wonderful seniors and people with mobility challenges coming on in.
Bring a rubber ducky?
Yeah. Right. And, you know, we basically just walk from, you know, model to model. And we talk about the, you know, the benefits and maybe the negatives of one compared to the next one for you, Chuck, as an example. Yeah. Which one do you fit best in? And people say, wow, this is the one right here. This is the one I want, you know, the model, whatever. And so it's kind of fun to see that happen. Because people hadn't thought of it like that.
No, wider doors.
It really should not be a one-size-fits-all program. Sometimes the doors go out. Sometimes the doors swing in. And there's benefits for each.
Okay, I'm going to make it official. We are now taking this bonus hour. We are no longer calling it the bonus hour. We are officially naming it the education hour. You guys have done a great job in educating our listeners on what you do at Atlas Home Improvement here and why they need it. We greatly appreciate it. David and Darren, you guys coming out with us today and helping educate our audience. Thank you much. The website, atlashomeimprovement.com, correct?
Yes. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, guys.
God bless you.
And, of course, you can always find Atlas Home Improvement at theinsideoutsideguys.com. Thank you for listening to the Education Hour of the Inside Outside Guys. Today featuring our good friends at Atlas Home Improvement. Only on the great voice of the Great Lakes, AM 760 WJR.